Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
A different point of view on achieving excellent health on all four levels of self: spiritual, emotional, physical, and social. It's The Healthy Self with Michael Schwartz.
Do you get a B12 shot? You know, I've got a friend of mine who I think every month goes and gets a B12 shot. And what I find amazing about that is the fact that I remember reading somewhere that B12, it would probably take your body a decade before you became B12 deficient. So obviously that made me question, and a lot of people take the B12 for energy. And the reality is that the energy, the B12 doesn't give you energy as much as pantothenic acid would, which we've talked about in a previous segment. Pantothenic acid, which is my second favorite nutrient of all time, is just fabulous for getting energy production going in the body. Well, B12 is also a fabulous nutrient too, because it helps form normal blood cells, and it's perfect for the nervous system. It really helps with communication. Another thing that it's involved with from the nervous system point of view is the myelin sheath. Now, what's interesting about the nervous system is that it never really comes in contact with the blood of your body. It's, you know, in your body. In fact, if you were to take your body away and just left your brain and nervous system, you'd realize we're all twins. We all look alike. So there's no difference amongst us except for this outer shell that we wear, which kind of creates so many hassles on so many different levels. It's absurd. At any rate, the myelin sheath is what protects your nerves from coming in contact with your body. And when the myelin sheath is damaged, in fact, there's a new disease out there called Morgellons. And one of the issues with Morgellons, it's caused by a critter that gets inside the body. In fact, initially, the medical community was calling it delusional parasitosis. And it's not delusional. There's a critter. And it eats the myelin sheath. So when that happens, you can see that blood is going to hit those nerve lines, create short circuits, and the individuals will end up with multiple sclerosis. Another thing that B12 does is it makes folate available to the cells. And that's essential because, you know, folate is also one of those nutrients that we need to help us for growth and cell division and red blood cell formation. And back to B12, it's great for metabolizing fats and carbs and proteins. It also works on the liver to accelerate bile production so that you can break down your food and lower it. It also helps to lower cholesterol because of the bile. It helps to emulsify cholesterol. So here's the deal from a different point of view. As you know, I look at everything from a symbolic point of view. In other words, I want to understand what the real energy behind anything and everything. What is it? What was the thought behind that? So, as you know from the last bunch of segments that I did on the B vitamins, that overall, I see the B vitamins as courage and confidence. In this particular case, I see B12 as a working faith. Okay? Now, when you take that and you think about that and you apply it to building normal red blood cells, and what's interesting about your red blood cells is that they literally, along with iron, carry oxygen to every cell in your body. And oxygen is symbolic of spirit. So you can begin to see how helping to B12 with a working faith is building red blood cells, the carrier of spirit, to truly oxygenate your body and invigorate you with vim, vitality, and vigor. What else is there to say? And when you have faith in self, you know that you can go out there and approach any given situation and deal with it from a position of strength. Another thing that B12 does as a working faith is the protection of the nervous system. And your nervous system is your internal communication lines. Because the way that the body works is that once a concept or something has been triggered in your mind, if a need exists, in other words, we don't think about breathing, but we may have to think about walking. And we send that energy down our nerve lines to the cells to get the muscles to move. It's the same thing with blood pressure. It's regulated the same way. It takes electrical conductivity. And the B12, a working faith, helps giving you the courage and confidence or supporting your courage and confidence to be able to move forward in life. Another thing that it does is it breaks down fats, carbs, proteins. And what are those substances? They are symbolic of different types of thoughts. And by the way, there is a particular way to eat your carbs, proteins, and fats. And actually, pretty much in that order, because carbohydrates more, in comparison to protein and certainly in comparison to fats, are more readily broken down and metabolized. Proteins are next, and fats are last, which is why you should eat your fats last, because they will impede digestion. So you need a working faith to be able to truly break down thoughts, to get the most out of them. And you should question everything that's being presented to you. It doesn't matter who it is, no matter what the authority, no matter what their initials. You're better off having a jaundiced look, a doubting Thomas eye, but really questioning what's being presented to you and what's happening. Another thing is that, you know, we said that B12 helps to accelerate the production of bile salts to help decrease blood cholesterol levels. And I know so many folks are on statin drugs and red yeast rice. I obviously am not a, well, maybe not obviously, but I'm not a fan of either, because in both situations, they do block the liver from manufacturing certain types of cholesterol. And what that presupposes from a different point of view is that you're going to get the cholesterol that you need from plants and animals. Well, just because it has the term cholesterol or fat does not necessarily imply or mean that the molecular structure is identical and it is that something you can utilize. Because ever since the advent of the statin drugs, and by the way, my deal with the red yeast rice is that it works like a statin drug, and the doctors that recommend it, they really want to be alternative physicians. They really begin to see the value of supplementation. What they're not seeing, and they're taking a medical approach, because what they're not seeing is the way the body regulates cholesterol. And it does so with choline and inositol, a couple of B vitamins. So you can lower cholesterol and have a good cardiovascular system by utilizing natural ingredients. If you like what I'm saying about the symbology of things, looking at the B vitamins, you've heard my other segments, then check out my writing at innerhealthbooks.com. And if you want more basic information on nutrition, just solid nutrition, check out my website, michaelshealth.com. You'll find all kinds of information there. Everything that is done in the spirit of education, so that the more you know, the more you grow. And our goal is to grow into a whole, complete, happy, and healthy individual. Stay well.